me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
As we continue to look for ways to support our family in Israel, I am hopeful that this Parsha story can be a part of that by helping us grow our Torah learning and how we treat one another. The first annual convention was scheduled to take place in Houston, Texas on March 14th. Building a Better World Foundation. The goal of this foundation was just what its name said, to build a better world. And the hope was that by honoring people who are doing just that, working hard to build a better world, people would share lots of ideas, run with their own ideas wherever they may live, and continue to build a better and better world. The president of the foundation was Lou Lucas. And Lou Lucas was going to MC this very first annual convention on March 14th. Tickets were being sold. And for every act of kindness that you did, you got another percentage off of your ticket entrance fee, because Building a Better World Foundation wanted to encourage people to do many, many acts of kindness. The day finally arrived. It was March 14th. Not too hot of a day in Houston, Texas, pretty comfortable. And the people were so excited. They wanted to get so many rich ideas and creative ideas so that they can do lots of acts of goodness. It was a packed, packed convention center. It was so packed that when people walked in, there wasn't even enough room to hang up everybody's jackets. So a lot of jackets ended up on the floor. But not a big deal. The people were just sitting there ecstatic to learn and to gain ideas about how they can add kindness to the world, each with their own individual strength. Lou Lucas came on stage. Introducing the first annual Build a Better World Foundation Convention. And the room broke out in applause. Everybody in the room was so happy to be there. And now Lou Lucas calls up the first honoree, the first role model, the first person to share their idea. Martin J., please step up on stage. People could hardly wait to hear what Martin J. did. As Martin J. gets ready to walk up on stage, Lou Lucas says, Martin J. donated money to help build a school for children in India. Please step up. And as Martin J. was walking up and Lou Lucas was talking, Martin J. is stepping on the coats that had been on the floor because there was no room, disregarding the coats, not stepping to the side of them, not moving the coats to the side, stepping right on people's coats. Martin J. comes on stage. He gives a 3-minute speech about exactly how he organized building a school in India, how he found materials and teachers and built a building and gave all the details about how many students were currently enrolled in the school. After Martin J. spoke and returned to his seat, Lou Lucas calls up the second honoree, the second role model for people to learn from. I am honored, Lou Lucas said, to call up the chairman of Save the Environment Group, Leslie Lehman. As Leslie gets up from her chair to begin to walk on stage, Lou Lucas says, you will be able to hear from Leslie all of the many ways she has helped our environment. And as she's walking up on stage, people hear screaming. Where are those screams coming from? It does not sound so respectful to hear screams in the middle of a convention. It was Leslie Lehman. As she's walking up on stage, she's screaming, it's cold in here, and I noticed some dirt on the floor. Who's in charge of cleaning up this place? Where's maintenance? Where's the cleaning crew? People were in shock, but they sat quietly. And Leslie stood on stage, composed herself, and in a very refined and dignified voice, went on to explain all of the different recycling projects she had set up, all of the different clean water projects she had set up. She spoke for 3 full minutes and then stepped off the stage. In the 45th row of the convention center sat a Mora. Her name was Mora Rivka. And next to Rivka sat an 8-year-old girl named Leora, who was her student. Rivka was squirming in her seat. She knew she had to do something. She just knew she had to step up. She was incredibly disturbed by what was going on here on stage. She walked up quietly and very respectfully to the MC and whispered something in his ear. The MC nodded in approval, and Rivka stepped up to the mic and said, the MC, Lou Lucas, handed the microphone to Mora Rivka, who said, I would like to call up our next honoree. I would like to call up an 8-year-old girl named Leora. Leora, please come up on stage. Leora was shocked. Why was she being called up? She was only 8 years old. Everyone in the room was silent. And as Leora walked up on stage, Mora Rivka smiled and said, I'd like to thank Leora for including a girl named Shira in her game this morning at recess. I'd like to thank Leora for picking up Danielle's sweatshirt from the floor. And I'd like to thank her for smiling and thanking me when I gave out snack today in school. Everyone in the room was silent. They got it. They understood exactly what Mora Rivka was trying to impress and teach them. Everyone in the room stood up. The convention center went wild with applause. Mora Rivka made clear that even if you build a huge school in India, and even if you set up more recycling bins than anyone else ever has in the history of the world, if you embarrass someone, or you yell at someone, or you don't care enough about their coat that you're stepping on it, then you can't be a proper role model. She didn't say those exact words. She just pointed out that even though Leora hadn't built anything so big, Leora's small actions really make a big difference and help build the world. This week, we begin a new Sefer, Sefer Shemot. And in Sefer Shemot, we learn about two brave midwives. And the Torah tells us that these midwives' names were Shifra and Puah. And Rashi tells us that Shifra was Yocheved and Puah was Miriam. Yocheved was Moshe's mom and Miriam was Moshe's sister. When Paro made a gzerah, when Paro ordered these two women, Shifra and Puah, when Paro ordered that Shifra and Puah need to kill any baby boy that was born while he was being born, Shifra and Puah did not listen to Paro. They listened to Hashem and kept all the babies alive. And when Paro called them back and yelled at them and said, "I thought I told you that you shouldn't do that," they said, "Well, the babies are born so quickly. They just come out so fast." Shifra and Puah saved so many babies. Why were they given these names? Rashi teaches us that Shifra was called Shifra. Shaya Mishaperet, she would fix up the babies, make sure their bodies were soft and nice and clean. And Puah's name was Puah because she would say, "Poo, poo, 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 poo." She would make such sweet sounds to the babies when she held them right after they were born. You might think that Shifra and Puah nicknames would be Hatzalah, Ge'ulah, Yeshua, the women that saved the babies. But the Torah is focusing on the small acts that they did, making sweet poo, poo, poo sounds to the baby, rubbing and cleaning the baby, not just saving them in the big heroic act, but even in the smaller acts. That is what they were doing. The Torah is teaching us that you might be effective as a leader in a very public way, being the head of a foundation, building an organization. And the Torah is teaching us that to be a true leader, it's not just doing the big, razzle-dazzle, flashy, public actions, but it's also doing the private, small acts of kindness. And we have to strive to be people, to be leaders, whose public persona, the way we act when we do the big outward things, matches the way we act in our own home, with our own family, with our own brothers and sisters. And so the Torah is reminding us a leader needs to be involved in big, important situations, but they can never forget about the smaller situations that are important too. And as a matter of fact, we see in the Torah that Hashem picks as leaders people who demonstrate this kindness, who behave with tremendous sensitivity, even in seemingly small encounters and situations. Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen as a leader because he never forgot about the little person that needed help, about a little sheep that was needing softer grass and therefore running away. So Shifra and Puah in this week's Parsha teach us to always remember not to overlook the little things, because actually those little things are really quite big and can build a better world. And that is a lesson that we can learn from this week's Parsha and bring into our lives. May our efforts to do so serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat shalom.